This will enter the U.S. By Portland, Oregon. It will be going west to east, go over Casper, Wyoming, over Carbondale, Illinois, Nashville, Tennessee, and then exit the U.S. at about Charleston, South Carolina.
Will we actually be able to see it here in central Illinois?
We will have a partial eclipse here in Illinois. The sun will be partially covered by the moon. An eclipse happens when the moon comes between the Earth and the sun. And it will be going through that process. It will take about an hour for that moon to go across the sun. That is, it comes in on one side. It partially obscures the edge of the sun. It eventually obscures more and more of it.
And what time of day will this be taking place?
This will be in the early afternoon, about 1:30. Here we will have about a 93% eclipse. So we will see the sun as a very, very thin crescent. Even though 90% of the sun is covered, it's not safe to look at it. It is just still too bright, and you must be able to use an other way to observe it. You can use projection. That is, if you look at the sunlight coming through the trees, they will show the crescents. If you use your fingers crosshatch to provide little spots, those will then project onto the sidewalk as crescents.
And you brought some special glasses here. I'm wondering what those are and what would they do?
The eclipse glasses are a low-cost plastic medium, but its purpose is that it blocks most of the light. About 99% of the light is blocked. So the only thing you can see through these is the sun.
And they look like those 3D glasses that you get at the movie theater. That's what they look like.
Exactly. They're just light cardboard with two places. They look like just two little plastic pieces for your eyes to look through.
And where can you get those?
There's a number of places online. If you Google or if you search for eclipse glasses, you will find them.
And how much do they cost?
They're about $1 a piece.
But the thing is, you should not look at the eclipse with your bare eyes. I mean, with no protection. What will happen?
Well, it will burn your eyes, literally. It is the sun is so bright, you cannot stand to look at it, and it will burn the back of your eyes because it's just too much solar radiation. It's worse with an eclipse just because it's not so bright. I can look at it for a moment. Well, no, you can't. That it's still too bright, even though we will only see 10% of the sun. Well, you only get 10% of the blindness.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I mean that's not a situation you want to have. Again.
So it's the prolonged looking at the sun, which one is apt to do if there's an eclipse going on, that is the danger.
Absolutely.
It's not like you take a quick look and see the sun setting and then you look away type of thing.
Right, right, yeah. For sustained viewing, again, definitely use a safe way to cut down the light through, like, these eclipse glasses. There are also other projection techniques. We have what's called a sun funnel, which will take a very small telescope and project it onto a 6-inch piece of material. So it gives you a good view of what's happening, but it does so in a safe manner. A regular telescope is intended to collect and concentrate light, and that's exactly the wrong thing. But there are solar telescopes, which are specifically designed to look at the sun and do the filtering, and those are perfectly normally used.
Will scientists be looking for any particular type of data? What will they be studying this eclipse for?
Oh, a number of things. Albert Einstein, in his theory of relativity, actually predicted that starlight would be bent around a body such as the sun. So you could take a picture during a total solar eclipse, which would look at the position of the stars. You could compare that to a time when the sun is not in the path and see if there is a difference in the position that you could see.
Well, some people with the ubiquitous cell phones, some people may be tempted to take a picture of this. Is that a bad thing to do? Is that a dangerous thing to do at this point?
It's probably not particularly dangerous if you are using the camera on your cell phone. The problem is that it will try to equalize the exposure based on the brightness. And if you're pointing directly at the sun, you will get a very short exposure. And so that's unlikely to turn out well.
What else should people be looking for when in this experience?
The event itself is almost magical. What is happening, again, the moon is going across the United States 3,000 miles in about an hour and a half. So if you figure that, that's traveling at about 2,000 miles an hour. In those last moments before totality, you can actually see the shadow as it's coming towards us. So that's one of those aspects which, until you've seen it, it's hard to imagine how fast the moon is traveling.
Why does this happen? What causes this phenomenon?
It's simply an alignment. That's one of the fun things about astronomy. When we are looking at something, we imagine a line. We're at one point on the line, and what we're looking at is at another point on the line.
We think in a linear fashion.
Exactly, just linear. So when other bodies, other astronomical bodies, are on that same line, magical things happen. In the case of if you have a small body between us and a larger body, it's what's called a transit. And we will see transits of some of the minor planets. From our point of view, we've had a transit of Venus and a transit of Mercury in recent years. We won't see another transit of Venus in our lifetime, but we would see other transits of Mercury.
Have you ever seen a solar eclipse before?
I've seen two of them. The first one was in 1979, and we went to Lake Winnipeg in Canada in February. Oh, it was cold.
You must have wanted to see that eclipse.
It was an opportunity of a lifetime, and I'm just always happy that we took that. But it was a beautiful, cold, clear day. And we were able to see that shadow of the moon as it passed across. The magical thing about a total solar eclipse is when it is finally in totality, you look up, you see a black sun surrounded by the white corona. Again, it's that kind of moment, that kind of sight that raises the hairs on your arms. It's something very special.
What was the other time?
The other time was in 1997, and we were on a cruise ship in the Caribbean. And that was a lot more comfortable because it was warm. But we also had wonderful conditions and saw this beautiful event.
Well, it seems as if you just love astronomy. What got you interested in, and why is it a good hobby to pursue?
There's just an amazing number of things that you can look at in the sky. Many of them beautiful, many of them mysterious. I've been looking up at the sky for all of my life. I remember well going out to see a meteor shower and lying in the lawn out when we were living far from the city. It's a fun hobby. We have lots of interesting people that are members of our local astronomy club. We have a lot of activities going on there. So it's just very enjoyable.
Where will you watch the eclipse this time?
I will be in Carbondale, Illinois. We have a number of activities which are happening in that area. It is in the path where the total eclipse will occur. That is, we're far enough south that we will be directly in line with the sun and the moon will completely cover the sun. So that total eclipse is the major difference, a world of difference between that and even what the 90% of an eclipse that we will have here.
In central Illinois, 90%, 93%.
Mm-hmm. So yes, we will definitely be in the path of totality, which is only about 100 miles wide, and we will be looking forward to that short 2-minute process where the moon goes across the sun.